Islam is for every person. That his last breath, that his last moment, that he doesn't leave this world, a person has to become all the time what is from his Islam. Whoever you may be, you can be the biggest player in the world, as you are explaining, Allah Ta'ala, with your faith, inshallah. That's the ayat we have recited. That how much bigger a person should be having. But our arch enemy, Shaitan and Nafs, always divert our attention and get us involved in those actions that a person will be equally less important, but a person will feel very rich. For example, now if I put a first salah, myself, I should ponder and think, how much of my concentration? Did I concentrate in my salah? Or the moment the Imam says salah, then only I realize how I'm in salah, salah is over already. And then after salah, when we're reading our surah al-Kahf, then myself stands like a big huzur, and we think everybody is watching us, although nobody is really paying attention to us. So Shaitan makes you get involved in your nafal so much, and what is further, he makes us unmindful. Where Allah was Hakimul Ummat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi says, to make Islam of yourself, that is to remove one sin from your life, which is haram. It is far better than your own life of nafal ibadah. All your tahajjud you can make, all your nafal hajj, all your nafal umrah, whatever nafal ibadah you can make, just to remove one sin from your life, it is haram, it is farz, that is far greater than it. Shaitan is such a shrewd, cunning enemy that he makes us forget about that, and he makes us think that I went for umrah. In my umrah, I got involved in so many wrongs, and today with the mobile and snaps, etc. Allah Ta'ala gave us that Shaitan gets us involved in haram, in the matters of deen, and we don't think anything about it. So Allah Ta'ala gave me and all of us so we can understand to realize this reality. That first of all, we have this deen, and this deen should be our object and purpose of life. Whoever we may be, it is extremely necessary that whatever I do must be for my Islam, must be for my spiritual reformation, and I must correct my life. And a person can only correct himself if he's got a spiritual guide, someone above him, who will teach him and who will remind him. On our own, we can't make our own. And we see today, my condition I'm talking of, that even at home, so many things we do wrong. The wife can tell us that we didn't do this right because we think, who is she to tell me? So what should we do? I did this wrong, I don't know. So myself, I'm not prepared yet. But Allah is the system, Allah Ta'ala says, even the argument between husband and wife has become so common to me because we don't have fear for our Islam. Allah says, the road is very easy. Don't take out dirty lunch of one another. Don't try and point fingers to one another. When we don't have picture of Islam, our dear teachers are so beautifully. When we don't have picture of Islam, then we have to prove our point. Then we want to show that I'm better than her. Like Hazrat explained, husband and wife loving together. All outwardly the luxuries of dunya they got. The best, the palace, mansion they living in, the best car they driving, all the best clothes. Worldly everything, but argument in the house. No peace and happiness in the house. So don't judge the outward of condition of people to think that they are enjoying life. Enjoyment of life is the condition of the heart. And Allah Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِي أَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ. Does Allah descend Sakina, peace and contentment from the heavens? And where does Allah Ta'ala descend it? The peace and contentment which our Shaykh says Allah has given us is deed which everybody desires. That we all want peace and contentment, but we're just looking for it in the wrong direction. So Hazrat says it's not even like the Western world will think that they can control the resources of the earth by boring into the ground, controlling all the oil refineries, etc., and they can control the world. That doesn't give the world happiness. It doesn't give the world peace. It just causes more havoc in the world. But the peace and contentment is directly in the control of Allah. Allah has put it in the heart of His true believers, starting from the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. Then as they came down, ever followed in their footsteps, and till today, who are called the Siddiqeen and the Salihin, the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Jesus sent down that peace and contentment of heart in their heart. You connect yourself with the intention of gaining the peace and contentment for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it will come from heart to heart. You can't bought it in the ground. You can't buy it. Otherwise, the petrol companies, you should see lots of petrol stations of peace and contentment. And they should be selling it, but they can't sell it. This comes directly from Allah. It's the most expensive commodity, but the most needed to every human being. Allah is making it easier for you. But unfortunately, myself, all of us are unmindful of this, so we don't even take heed. So Allah Ta'ala explains, they don't look at the outward condition of people. Like the Messiah explained one, then outwardly a person will think, hey, just husband and wife, they're loving enough. Look at the car they are driving. But unfortunately, they have got daggers in their heart for them. And as Allah explained today, our legs are also so weak that husband and wife have an argument of two big four-fours in the house. And one is looking that side, one is looking this side. The baby is so big, you stay far apart from the same baby. So where is there happiness in the house? There is no happiness. But now to show the world, you just have to put an outward show. Now they got a big dawah, there's a wedding taking place. And unfortunately today the wedding also a big show. As our chef has taught us so beautifully, for me first of all, my Islam and all our Islam, that in the name of Deen, we will say big walima. The name walima is Islamic, but everything un-Islamic. So all is un-Islamic, occasion is un-Islamic, but I must go and show my faith. So the husband and wife, they have to go. It's a very special dawah, a certain casino hall, etc. So now the wife, splendid, pomp and glory, well dressed, worldly everything, but they don't even want to look at one. From outside it looks rosy, but inside Allah Ta'ala says be and all. And that is what we learn in the ayah which Allah Ta'ala gives us, so we will come to this inshallah quickly. That outwardly they look like they are going very tiny form and they are happy. No, but they got daggers for one. And now instead of talking and battling the way Allah Ta'ala has taught us, by in Taba wa Asla, that if they just make Toba, that I am wrong. Every person accepts and realize I am wrong. My way of life is wrong. My lifestyle is wrong. What lie? I must correct my life. Not my wife must correct her life. First, I must be wanting to correct my life. And accordingly, then effect the other will fall on the people around us. So we correct our life. But no, when we are not concerned of this, we want to score points. So Allah is saying now, the husband is thinking now, how can I score a point against my wife? And the remark was, so they pass in one farm, and now you see lots of animals there on the farm, sheep, goats, donkeys, and keep all different types of animals because here's the chance. So he says, you see there, say what? You see all the animals there on the farm, say yeah, what about? Say, isn't that all your family? Yes, but our other says, you can't win with them. And don't try and score points. Try and be humble. Try and, if we make our Islam, then we will cut ourselves down to size. This is all for myself. We all should look at ourselves. I am totally rotten in this, so reminding myself, inshallah. So, the wife, don't try and score points. She puts us in our place very quickly. So she said, yes, it is my family, but it's my in-law. So, respected elders and friends, Allah Ta'ala is telling us, if we don't make Tawbah, and we don't make our Islam, what is Tawbah? Correct our life. Even if you don't say the word Tawbah, but you start correcting your life. And correcting of life can only be, you can't do it on your own. Even a heart specialist, who does so many heart transplants, he gets the heart today, he can't do his own heart. So more important than the physical heart, first of all. That we want to please Allah. And the only way to please Allah, to make our Islam, to love that kind of life that Allah has prescribed for us, according to Quran and the Quran Kareem and the Sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And till today Allah Ta'ala has kept the system that if you follow in the life of the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to walk up the ladder. And then only you can reach the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then you need Allah Rasul. Then see the enjoyment of life in this world already something else. What can we say when we really reach our destination? This is not our house, respected elders. We are in a standard of doubt. If a person makes his desire and prepares and realize that this is not my house. Where I am going is the Dharma. That is my house. And there when you come and you haven't made your Islam, and there the story only starts. For Islam, we are going to have to go to the hospital of Jahannam. Who wants to go? Maybe even for a small operation in a normal hospital. Just the doctor takes a small procedure, we say no, and we want it. We ask everybody for dua. But myself, let me think, do I ask somebody for dua? I'll make dua, Allah makes my Islam. And Allah guides me to make my Islam. Myself, I don't make dua. I don't ask the pious servants, our sheikh, our ustaz, we should ask them. So Allah Ta'ala gives me and all of us for peace and understanding. There are many other reminders, but time is short. Yes, Allah teaches us part of Islam is that we are learning in the sadqa of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So we should be reading the root upon Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Myself, how negligent I am in this. Allah says that we start for 10 times in the morning, 10 times in the evening, and it's for our benefit, not for the benefit of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In this world, to get the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to get the shafa'ah, which we need extremely very the young. Then, when reciting the root upon Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then a person realizes that the only way I can make my Islam and please Allah Ta'ala is to follow the lifestyle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And without knowing the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how am I going to follow the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? So we should have the eagerness to learn every sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then to have the great love for every sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the greatness of the sunnah to come into my heart. And then I should try my best to practice upon every sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then pass it on first to my wife, my children, my relatives, my friends, my neighbors, and the whole ummah to make me a till the day of Qiyamah. Allah give me and all of us so we can understand. Then very important also is myself that to make istighfar daily. See, every person is suffering from depression, problems, etc. But to solve it, we are using all other methods where Allah has not kept the solution. The solution for all problems that is the law to solve, when nothing but istighfar, whoever makes istighfar part of his life, darling, we can't stay without it. Jalama wa min kulli dhikri makhraja, wa min kulli hamdi makhraja. Allah Ta'ala was open from every difficult, dhikri means a difficult, very narrow passage. You can't come out from there. Allah will open a way. You will be shocked as our other teachers. So many people have reported to other recently. They have difficult problems. But just reading durood and istighfar, and that problem never existed. Just disappeared. But myself, I don't have the yaqeen. To talk is easy. To listen is much more easy. But if that is, it must come in my life. So please make dua for me also. And we make dua for one another. That Allah makes us Islam everything, that the whole ummah, we can have fear of Islam and see Allah's rahmat will come down. Allah's mercy will come down. Then very important after that is that one very, very important aspect of Islam after Iman is our salah. To correct our salah. Allah Ta'ala has sent us in this world not to really make fear of our roses. More important is our picture of our spiritual rosy. And our spiritual rosy Allah Ta'ala is called us the 5 times a day. And not just called us, it's special invitation by the Muhammad who is giving an invitation from Allah. And if we still be salah, fastabiq alayha. Anasaluka hikmah. That you make salah part of your life and not just read salah but establish hakim islam. We have to learn how to perform salah and then worry if my posture outwardly correct, then my salah, salah, etc. Then if I punctual with all my five times salah in the masjid or in my musalla close by to my area and try and read in the same masjid regularly, so we can't go through it. We can't tell your 10 hours in another masjid but you didn't perform salah. So, regularly, then what's the Bir-e-Ula, the Saf-e-Ula, etc. All these things we will learn when we create our concept for the Mashayikh was the picture of Islam. Otherwise, myself, reading Salah for so many years, yet Salah has become Islam. Ulama has taught us, Hazrat says, Hazrat Ji, one example, Hazrat Rahmatullah, Hazrat Ji of that time used to say, come, all of us, let us make a concerted effort that at least one command of Allah becomes 100% in our life. Imagine all the commands, but one command and that is salah. In other words, if salah comes right, our whole deen will come right. If deen is right, our whole dunya will come right. Then if deen and dunya is right, happiness is always deen. So Allah will give me so we can understand it. And then very important is dua. And dua of our parents, our grandparents. This will bring lots of blessings in our dunya. Our parents are not concerned for our dunya, etc. Then we shouldn't forget our asatiza, our ustad, especially those that taught us the Salim Bata Asai. Then our mashai, who got speaker all the time, making dua, and then having these programs, and these presents in these programs, just they come, just taking their name brings rahmat. And when they are present, how much mercy is coming? How much of Allah's rahmat is descending? And just sitting in their company, Allahu Akbar. We should make dua that Allah Ta'ala, like our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah King of the Sahab Rahmatullah used to say, that one great way to benefit from the ziyarat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to make dua that Allah give us for week and take us to Madina Sharif. Then make dua, Ya Allah, you brought me to that waterfall of rahmat of yours which is descending in torrent. The whole rahmat presence that is descending of Allah Ta'ala upon Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if we come so close and we don't make dua, Ya Allah, you brought me so close here, there where your rahmat is falling in torrent. Like if you go to the Niagara Falls, for example, the closer you get, the falls is closer. So it's such a fall that the closer you get, you start getting wet, you need a raincoat. They hire out raincoats also, or they give you raincoats so you don't get wet. Our husband explains to us so beautifully that we go to the waterfall of Allah's rahmat. There you don't have to wear a raincoat. There by that we don't benefit because we don't take out our raincoat of sunnah. We don't ask Allah Ta'ala, oh Allah, please forgive me. And our Allah, the rahmat that is descending, at least let one stretch fall on me, my whole vera power, my whole life will be changed. My whole akhirah will be made. But we come there without the intention of Islam, without realizing the du'as that they have to be made, and becoming in the company, the masjid of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we don't know their adab and respect because we haven't learned it. So we come there, Hazrat says, many of people come without a year to go back without. Many of people come without fardha to go back without. And not only without fardha, today we go back without sin. That our making ziyarat here. So we go back with haram, and our Ta'ala saves me and all of us. Respected elders and friends, Allah has sent the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam to make us as the speaker and body of our Islam, of our spiritual reformation, so that we can lead Allah Rabbul Izzah tomorrow in such a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us in this very honorable way, and this is only out of the mercy and kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No person can say it is because I made my Islam, Allah is giving me. Our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah King of the Sahab Rahmatullah Ali used to say so beautifully, Kaam Bantai Fazal Se Aakar, Ham Fazal Ka Aakar Aakar. Let all of us avail himself but to teach us, that our work can only be done with the Fazal and Karam of Allah. So then in the right place, then where Allah comes from. There Allah works. In the ayat of the Quran, Kareem Allah is named that the true buyer servants of Allah, particularly the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, who got the greatest comfort of the greatest personality, Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So how they in love are made that Allah ta'ala says, Riyad, these were men. If you want to become men, then get yourself, put yourself on the criteria of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, Allah ta'ala says, وَمِنَ الْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ كَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَهْجَعُونَ وَمِنَ الْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ Yes, during the course of the night, very little they used to sleep. Middle of the night they are getting up, they are making wudu, they are involving tahajjud, making dua to Allah Ta'ala, crying to Allah Ta'ala for the Islam, for the revelation of the Ummah. And then, when the time comes, they finish making the tahajjud, they don't feel elated, oh, whole night, I need tahajjud myself, I need two rakats, short tahajjud, tamam, one day Allah is so big. I think I'm the highest Islami of the time. I'm a very great Uttuk, and like our Hazrat says, then I carry my chest, that's how I need my tahajjud. But one thing of you do, and that also, there's a lot of things for me to consider. The pious servants of Allah, particularly Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, that after making tahajjud, and Allah orders, many pious and many tabi'een have mentioned that they have seen these people, that mark of fear used to be on their cheeks. And they used to be so weak in the morning, that because of toiling and making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but in the morning, not to show people, their eyes used to be made of put up, so far in their eyes. People must have known that they were crying and they were begging Allah. And then when the time for therapy is ending, they make it far to Allah, please forgive us. And if Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, standing whole night in the Ibadat, and then after that you could beg Allah Ta'ala and say, Ya Allah, Ma abadnaka haqqa ibadat. Ma abadnaka haqqa ibadat. So Allah, where can you make Ibadat according to your position? Your chance, Allah, but you have allowed us to stay in your court, Allah. If we haven't recognized you, O Ma Qadr Allah, Ma Qadr, we haven't recognized who Allah Ta'ala is. As myself, I mentioned one of Allah's great policies, Hanif. Allah is tolerant, so tolerant, that the malaika are singing the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lakal hamdu ala ilmi, ba'da ilmi. That all praises belong to you upon your tolerance. That I to know every second what action I'm doing. Not much what action, what I'm thinking and what I'm going to think. All my wrong thoughts presently in the mercy to know about. But Allah, you Halim, you have covered my soul. الحمد على علمك وعلى حقك وعلى قدرة هذا يا عيش يا ملائكة لنا هولي لعرض الله تعالى go on the one side, go on the other side in order they are singing his praises the other four they sing over the all praise upon you let على قدرتك وعلى حقك وعلى قدرة so Allah you just forgive blame the tendency you forgive blame the despite your power to think up to God Which boss, which father was just forgiven? Your father says, nah, now I can't tolerate. Just get out of my house. I don't want to see. Allah Rabbul Izzat, when we just say, Allah, please forgive me. You can be an older 80-year-old man. Allah Ta'ala won't say all the same way. When you have money in your pocket, you squander it wherever, etc. Now you get it. Allah Ta'ala Allah is so alim, Allah has taught us Allah Allah. That one person, for example, 80 years, worshipping his idol, Ya Sanam, said, oh my idol, save me. La lion, how will I do? He can't help him in any way whatsoever. And today, we might think he's worshipping his idol, I must feed my heart, how many more other idols I have. Today, as youngsters, for example, sport is our idol. Our car is our idol. Bigger people, our businesses are our idols. Today, sportsman, Paramsa, Allah Ta'ala, save us all. So just person saying, Ya Sanam, Ya Sanam, for 90 years of his age has passed, now his tongue has become twisted off. And now one day by mistake, his saying, put the tongue, Ya Samad. They are saying, Ya Samad, the word, the tongue, Samad came. Immediately Allah Ta'ala replied, Oh my Banda, what do you want? The Malaika also said, Ya Samad, it is not me who turns to you. He is saying, Samad, Samad. And you are eating. Samad came out, Allah Rabbul Izzat replied, Oh my Malaika, if I don't reply to him, what is the difference between a loving Allah and a dead boy? So how kareem is Allah? How tolerant is Allah Ta'ala? Allah Ta'ala just wants us to turn to him. Just his Islam, the seeker, the concern, and Allah has made the Nizam for us. Allah has brought us to the world. So that not that we have a difficulty in life, Allah has brought us here to gain the greatest namah. That is the nisbah, the connection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for that Allah Ta'ala has made it so easy that you don't have to go look for it on the internet. You don't have to go look for it in big kitabs or whatever. All you have to do, Allah Ta'ala says, Kunu as-sadiqin. Just be with the true pious servants of Allah. Sadiqin are those people who are referred as the muttaqin. They're those that have got pious. But here Allah Ta'ala has reminded us that a time will come, don't get fooled by outward piety. Like my dad, he sees him put on a nice hanka topi, nice beard, kurta, and walk on the sandi in the street. But when I'm in a home, on my mobile, what I'm watching, all the snaps I have got, all the alarm, checking I am doing, etc. So Allah Ta'ala is saying, Sadiqi, those that are Sadiqi, those that are true in their piety, you just be with them. Allah Ta'ala did not say you have to listen to their bayana. Allah said, be with them. And how long to be with them? Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala explained, Allah Ma'alud Baghdadi Rahmatullah Ali, who has written the greatest Arabic tafsir, Ruhul Ma'ani. In there he explained that Khalifun Litafunu Mithlahu. That be with them, Khalifun in Arabic means that speaks with them, that how can the lace of fingers, as much as you can be so close to them, that you want their way of life, you want their dressing, you want their talking, you want their interaction with people, etc. And you try and emulate them. And you try and become them. And we are weak. All we can do is just try and emulate the pious servants of Allah. Imitate them. And Allah loves imitation. Allah Akbar. Hazrat Ibn Hasan Mazdub Rahmatullah Alayhi says that tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala is going to say, Maja Sahab, what did you bring for me? He says, what can I present in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Everything of man is just useless, imitation. But all I can say, Ya Allah, hum tere mehboob ke shabaat leke aaye. Hum surat leke aaye, Ya Allah, haqeeqat puri karte, hum surat leke aaye. So Allah, we just brought the imitation of your beloved and we tried to imitate through your pious servants the lifestyle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We brought that imitation of Allah, you are so kind, out of your kareem, making now the reality. When Allah Ta'ala accepted the imitation of the magician in the time of Musa Alaihi Wasallam in Bosnia, they blessed like Musa Alaihi Wasallam. Allah accepted no one gave them such iman that they were not scared for the threat of the tyrant ruler of the time. So if we imitate our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and to imitate our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we have to imitate our pious elders of our time and learn from them how to follow the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Otherwise, on our own, today on the internet, we have to learn about sunnah, or we just listen for a bayan, etc. Allah Akbar. So beautifully, Akbar Ida Amani was the judge in the time of the British. Outwardly, in dunya, he had a high position, very high degree, and he was the top judge in the high court. But when he got company of the pious servants of Allah, then he realized what is the reality of life. And then he mentioned many beautiful letters that can be written in gold, but not for the wall, that was going to my heart. One very, very important lesson he has given us, we learn from our Honorable Master Sheikh in the pious servant, that he has told us that love is out of this, the wall of this, the rust of this, the no time to look for in the first place. And if you want deen, and this is Islam, deen must come in our life. And not the moderate deen of today, not the watered down deen, that same So the speaker is concerned about one's love. Allah has sent the men of Allah Ta'ala, Ambiya, and they not only making figure of the Ummah, but together with them, every moment they are not unconscious of their own. They are the Ambiya in the Salaam of Islam. Ambiya are totally marfoo, totally sinless. There's no question whatsoever that Ambiya in the Salaam of Islam, any errors in their Nama and Ma'at, nothing whatsoever. Yes, Allah Akbar. Allah Ta'ala is mentioning the dua of who in the Quran Kareem. Khalilullah, the friend of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is saying, Wala Tusini Yawmi. Ibrahim alayhi salam wa salam is Khalilullah. And just to give you an example, who is Khalilullah? What connected with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala? Ibrahim alayhi salam wa salam on one occasion asked Allah Rabbul Izzat, Ibrahim alayhi salam wa salam, what's the such honorable title? How did he get the title? Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala said, oh Ibrahim, you go test him himself. Then see whether he deserves the title or not. So Ibrahim alayhi salam wa salam had a lot of animals that used to go out in the morning and graze them in the open field. Allah Ta'ala gave him lot of animals, goats, sheep, cattle, etc. Ibrahim alayhi salam wa salam from the heavens, very high up, was coming down in the form of a human being. But to test Ibrahim alayhi salam wa salam, from very far up in the heavens, he took the name of Allah, Allah. Listening to Allah Ta'ala's name, Ibrahim alayhi salam wa salam went into a state of hectic. Who is taking the name of my beloved? Who is there who is taking the name of my beloved? Ibrahim alayhi salam wa salam came down in the form of a human being. Ibrahim alayhi salam wa salam did not know his Ibrahim. He said, I took the name of your beloved. It is so beautiful. Please, one more time, take the name of my beloved. He said, it is not free of charge. What do you say if you hear the name of your beloved? There is a whole valley of sheep you can take. And Jibreel alayhi said, yes, I take this. Now I'll utter the name of Allah one more time. Again he said, Allah. And Ibrahim is just listening to the zikr of Allah. When he may plant, today we can't make zikr ourselves. Other people make zikr, our stomach pain. Why they make zikr? The Nabi of Allah is praying for chance. He says, please, one more time. He says, what do you pay me now? He says, the other valley of animals, you take all that. And he carried on, he says, all these animals, Jibreel alayhi salam wa salam took. And he says, please, repeat the name of my beloved. He says, now all the animals are gone. What do you give? He says, you have taken all the animals, you will need a shepherd. I'm prepared to give my life, I'll just take the name of my. Then Ibrahim alayhi salam wa salam said, oh Ibrahim alayhi salam wa salam, now I know why Allah gave you the title Khalilullah, that you are the friend of Allah. And that me and you see this special evidence and saying, I want to say I'm the friend of Allah, but where am I even making zikr of Allah? Zikr as a spiritual nourishment, as our spiritual food today. How many of us made my zikr of La ilaha illallah? How many times did I read La ilaha illallah with the intention of my spiritual nourishment? How many times did I take the name of Allah? Oh Allah, I want you, please, oh Allah, you must make me your beloved and make me yours, you become mine. And then after that also, now look at the figure of Ibrahim alayhi salam wa salam. Not that I got the title Khalilullah, I'm guaranteed Jannah. Although the Ambiyan was guaranteed Jannah, there's no question. But Allah Ta'ala is teaching us that the fikr of Islam all the time, as our Shaykh teaches us so beautifully, be a talib a sahib, a person that all the time seeking, get closer and closer to Allah. Then you all the time seeking, it's like that ball that is traveling all the time in the air with heavy force and heavy weight will go up all the time. But the moment you become a talib, you think no armor, right? I attend masjid, I go to Jamaat, I keep my password, so I'm alright. The moment you think you're alright, that ball will stop the reach up. Out of what force you pick up, life will come down fast. And worse, Allah Ta'ala says, your Shaykh teaches us, don't be a person that's a Nazi, looking for pearls, all the time looking for pearls. Let me go and hear, listen to the prayer, let's see what's happening in the Islam of the Let me go listen to the bayan now. One person went to one person and came there at the time in salah time, and now people are rushing for salah. The jumpers were laying around the Yudukana, the whole person was left. So he went and he went back to his town. He met the bujur of his town, and he said, Hazrat, now say the bursar to the head in the bar. Wow, but so beautifully the Buzruk made his Islam and taught me and all of us. He says, why? They can speak even in a beautiful garden. All the beautiful flowers around the boulder, daffodils, all the sweet and smell of those, yet he won't see all that. He will go deep somewhere in the corner and see where all the pulses is learning. That's what you want. Allah Ta'ala says, we, all of us, look at the figure of Ibrahim alayhi salam to Islam. He says, Ya Allah, wala hukmini yawm al-qiyamah. He knows the grace tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah. Because tomorrow, what figure we have to be having about Islam? Today even ourselves, as we may regard ourselves as ulama, but our figure is, yawm al-qiyamah, how malu wala hukmini. Our figure is our money, how it must increase all the time. All the time for and as Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, beautiful dua, لا تجعل مصيبة لنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا. So Allah, don't let مصيبت come in my deen. We want your مصيبت not to come in my dunya. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, don't make dunya your main speaker. Make your Islam, your akhirat your speaker. Allah will make your dunya. Ibrahim Alayhi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying, that Allah, that day will not my wealth will help me, يوم العالم قوضان. Even my children, they must get this degree, that degree, go to university, even an alim so to say. But my child, he can become a doctor first, then he can become alim. So first see our direction. So Ibrahim alayhi salam says, that day all your money won't help you, your children won't help you. What is going to help you? Islam and Allah of the Qalbin Salim. Whoever came to Allah was the Qalbin Salim. The heart Allah the heart is the king of the body, and the heart is the palace for the king of kings, Allah. And Allah will only come in the heart when the heart is pure. Our Shaykh explained so beautifully that if somebody tells you that I am to give you very expensive food, either I bought from Medina Sharif, but I give you a small bottle, just drink your bottle, I fill it for you. You go home, you look for the best bottle, every liter of it. But now you're hugging it, you're cleaning it. Why did God say, what so much? Oh, my friend is going to give me very, very expensive, he is food bitter. I must clean the bottle properly. So Allah explained so beautifully, to put food bitter in one bottle, we make so much effort to clean it, that the creator of food, for him to come in our heart, how much effort we have to make. How much bitter we have to make, how much dua we have to make, how much we have to collect ourselves in the final service of Allah. So Allah Ta'ala has given us the heart. Allah wants us to come back with this heart and say, Qalb al-Saleem. Today let me and you all of us think, we can make to Allah think and Qalb al-Saleem. Saleem, Saleem means that your heart is spiritually, must be pure from spiritual diseases. If we make a speaker, it's impossible to not we can be pure from spiritual diseases. But if we make a speaker and we make our dua and we cry, and the Malakul Mawt comes, Allah Ta'ala will say, you have speakers, Allah will take us to Qalb al-Saleem. Otherwise our heart will be Qalb al-Saleem, a sick heart. We really performing Salah also, we thinking of our children, university, we thinking of our wealth, we thinking of whatever, or whatever. So very quickly, in 2-3 minutes, I'll just mention that myself, all of us, and this is what we have to come here for Islam, to check my condition of my heart and all of us. And give our ourselves mark, our share says, if you go to the doctor and say you got diabetes, now you go and run and buy a machine. But now you don't live for age, you don't stay away from all those things that will let your diet, your sugar go up. And now you get in your sugar and you say, oh, sugar is showing very high. Instead of realizing your mistake and saying I'm eating the wrong food, you say something wrong with the machine. No, there's nothing wrong with the machine, something wrong with you. So Allah has given us these type of machines to check our smart. This is one machine that our Dada Shaykh has taught us. Allah Ma'alusi Baghdadi Ramadullah said, there are five questions. Very, very quickly, Prophet ﷺ, the Deen of Allah, but our spiritual stomach is more important. So Allah says that what is the Qalbi Sani? That he is. Allah says, Yawma la yanfa'u mal, that your wealth is not going to help you. So the purpose of Deen is under the Yunfiqu Malahu fi Sabili Sir. That a person earns his wealth correctly and spends it in the right way. Let us see today, don't think of earning our wealth properly. But today, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, a time will come that somehow we're going to get the dust of interest, we're going to get the dust of the pearls and dirt. So how much of Toba is this far away? And how we spend it there? Even myself, Ulama, as my son becomes Bhakti, a big, deep, such a jalsa, but in a hall, and in the hall we stay separate, but the entrance, men and women walking together. So where we are spending our wealth? Second, the fear of Allah, the Murshid Bani, is our Sabeel Haq. If we are guiding our children in the right way, today we say we can't get our children, they must make a choice. No, let us learn from our elders, our parents. They gave us choice, but they guided us firmly that you take this choice. This is how Allah Ta'ala is taught us. That was firmness, guide our children. They are still young, they don't know how to make a choice. Our chest is so beautifully, you can't go across road. One person is speaking, one person is away. Now who are you going to ask the direction which way to turn? Because you don't know. So who are you going to ask? The person is away, but he is also waiting for the person that is sleeping, the elderly man must get up, he knows the truth. So today we want to learn from our elders. So let us find out and guide our children. Today we worried of their schooling, we worried of their university. We are not worried of them. We not worry. When the child is small, he's bringing to the masjid. Now when a Buddha is 14 years, he says, no, I can't force him to come to the masjid. We have to use diplomacy today. And what is Shaitan diplomacy? That tell someone to go to hell in such a way you look forward. Not only look forward, you pay for it. We're giving space stations, etc. for our children. The third of fear, Allahi, we are going to call for a father and his abide in Bakina. That our heart should be clear from all faults we need. We decide La ilaha illallah with all the isms today and all the terrible, the different types of ways and, of Islam that is presented, we have to be very, very careful. We go on the internet to find out about Islam. We fall into Shiism, into Salafism. We go for Al-Zumra, we come there for Kitab, we don't realize. So keep contact with the Ulamai Rabbani, the Ulamai up and correct our beliefs. The fourth of Deen is Allahi yakunu qalbahu aniyan anil rasawat allati tu'adda ila al-nar. That our heart should be pure from so much lust and desire that takes us to haram. We have to have lust and desire that Allah makes a pure, beautiful way of nikah for honor and respect, but we don't control our gazes, our wives from this beautiful. And now today on the internet, on the Twitter and all what YouTube, etc. People that are married for so many years and now you say my wife is not compatible. Not that she is not compatible, you're looking at first and dirt. You're looking at all night and you tell, fool your wife that I am doing offshore investment, I'm doing offshore business. And now to 3 o'clock in the morning you watch haram porn and now you expect to wake up and fulfill your desire. And she is in a deep sleep, she doesn't even know. And now you go to Marana, you say, no, my wife, she doesn't give attention. What attention we gave to them? We finish ourselves. Allah will reach your peace and understanding. And the first of peace with our Shaykh is the most beautiful. And this is what we have come here for. Allah seen a fool, Kalba, Marana, the Ammar to Allah. That we empty our hearts of everything besides us. So Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us the peace and understanding to correct our intentions. Try and make our Islam. There Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah ta'ala for his kindness inshaAllah. Allah ta'ala please give us salam.